Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there as we approach one of my favorite weekends, one of everyone's favorite weekends, one of the best times of the year, Thanksgiving. Before we get started, I just want to say happy Thanksgiving, everyone out there. Appreciate you being part of this podcast. Listen to WIP on air, Odyssey app, the Midday Show with myself and Hugh Douglas and Kyle. We appreciate you a lot. And love doing the podcast. Got a lot of content coming for you the rest of this week, even though it's a holiday. We'll have NFL picks later this week. Want to dive in some Black Friday trade ideas for the Phillies, so we'll have all that coming your way as well over the next couple days. But I want to dive into something here that I do every year, and it hasn't failed yet, so we're going to keep going with this. And it's an exercise in almost what is reality, but you kind of separate the truth from maybe the what is kind of the truth. And I wanted to dive into today how many teams I actually think could win the Super Bowl this year. You know, look at the odds over at FanDuel Sportsbook, and you could come up with some longer shots. You could say, well, this team can make a run. But you kind of have to sometimes, before you put that bet in or you say it out loud, say, do I actually think this team can win the Super Bowl? They might have a shiny record. They might have odds that kind of stand out to you. Like, I'll just throw a couple at you. Like, the Minnesota Vikings, 21-1 with a 9-2 record. The Chargers, 25-1. The Steelers are 30-1. You know, those teams have pretty good odds compared to their record, but can they actually win the Super Bowl? The San Francisco 49ers, if they could figure it out, win their division, they've got a profile of a team that we know in recent years has done well, but is this their year? They're 50-1. So let's dive in today. How many teams do I actually think could win the Super Bowl this year? Is there a long shot worth looking at? And obviously the Eagles' profile in this, where do they stand out? What are they doing so well compared to other teams? So let's dive into it right now. Okay, so as I look at this, I broke this down into teams that can actually win the Super Bowl. I have different buckets here. Teams I thought about, and then cute stories, but no, they're not actually winning the Super Bowl. So let's get the cute stories out of the way first. Cute stories, I've got four cute stories, but they're not winning the Super Bowl. The Washington Commanders are not winning the Super Bowl this year with a rookie quarterback and a roster that is obviously thinner than it's going to be in the next few years. They're not winning the Super Bowl. They might make the playoffs. They might even, you know, push the Eagles the next few weeks for this division. Maybe that game, December 22nd, means something. They're not winning the Super Bowl. The Arizona Cardinals remind me of the Lions from two years ago. Probably just going to miss the playoffs. Fun story, cute story. They're not winning the Super Bowl. Seahawks. They have an awful offensive line. Geno gets sacked every other time. They've got nice pieces. They're not winning the Super Bowl this year. The Atlanta Falcons, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think Tampa Bay is going to cast and win that division. No one from the NFC South will win the Super Bowl. Cute stories. Get them out. Not worth your time. Here are teams I thought about, but ultimately said, no, they're not winning the Super Bowl. I thought about the Minnesota Vikings, and I just kind of, can I picture Sam Darnold raising the trophy? I cannot. I thought about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Can I picture Russell Wilson at this stage of his career raising the trophy? I cannot. I thought about the Los Angeles Chargers. I think that roster's one good offseason away from really, really pushing. Dangerous playoff team. Wouldn't want to play them on a good day for them, but they're not winning the Super Bowl. I thought about the Houston Texans, and I thought quickly, they're more like a cute story. They're just not that great of a team this year. They likely win their division. Not that great of a team. The two teams I probably gave the most thought to, and it ultimately did not include them in the mix of teams I actually believe can win the Super Bowl this year were the San Francisco 49ers. They're still 50-1 to win it over at FanDuel. And their profile still stands out as very good. I mean, in terms of DVOA, in terms of, you know, points, opponent yards per play, yards per play, like they still, you know, yard differential, they still look the part of a really good football team, but they're 5-6. They've had injuries galore. Bosa's banged up. I don't know what's going on with Purdy's shoulder. It just feels like they're year from hell. They still might win their division. They still would be dangerous with a home playoff game. I just don't believe the 2024 Niners are going to win the Super Bowl, so I excluded them. The last one, and I was shocked. I gave it as much thought as I did, but I gave thought to the Broncos. I think they're a year away. I believe they're going to win a playoff spot this year, maybe win a playoff game. They kind of have a vibe to them with their defense and Peyton and a rookie quarterback. They kind of remind me, and we'll see if they fall apart the way this team did down the stretch of this particular season. But they kind of remind me of the 2016 Eagles jumping into 2017. It won't surprise me at all if next year the Broncos are really, really good with Bo Nix in his second year. But I like this Denver team. I believe they're a playoff team. Ultimately, they're not going to win the Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback. So when I took out the Commanders, Cardinals, Seahawks, Falcons, Bucks, Vikings, Steelers, Chargers, 49ers, Broncos, Texans, when I took those teams out, I was left with six. Here are the six teams. One of these six teams will raise the trophy and win Super Bowl 59 down in New Orleans. All right, let's start, and we'll just go in the order. I got buckets here of NFC, AFC. I have three NFC teams, three AFC teams that can actually win the Super Bowl. Let's start with the NFC, the team that I picked to win the Super Bowl before the year, the team that's the betting favorite right now. Obviously, the Detroit Lions. They're number one in the NFL in DVOA. They're number one in point differential. They're fourth in net yardage. And I think that is even a little skewed because they've been up so much in games so quickly that teams are just kind of throwing, you know, late in games to try to come back and put some yards up. They had a game where they had a bunch of short fields because of turnovers and special teams. So they barely had possessions in that Tennessee game. They had, I think, two or three drives from their own 25 or 30. So obviously the net yardage in that game is going to be all weird. They scored 50-something points, but their quarterback threw for 80. So I don't even think net yardage is a great barometer for them. They're obviously a great team. Yards per play on offense, third. Yards per play allowed on defense, 14th. They have been really stingy in terms of points allowed on defense. I think Aaron Glenn has done a great job. There's a reason they're the favorite to win the Super Bowl. They are the best offense in the NFL. That it's the side of the ball that matters the most. They're the best at it. They're the most efficient. They are very likely to get home field. They are huge favorites on Thanksgiving to beat the Bears and get to 11-1. And you look at their schedule down the stretch. You know, if they take care of their business, it's hard to imagine more than two more losses the rest of the season, which means a 14-3 record, a very likely number one seed, and everything goes through Detroit. They are the most likely and obviously a very likely team to win the Super Bowl this year. Lions. Number two, the Philadelphia Eagles. They're fifth in DVOA. They're third in point differential. They're first in net yardage. They're eighth in yards per play on offense. They're second in yards per play allowed on defense. When you look at the resume, you know, for the Eagles and all these other five, you know, the other five teams that I put in this group that can win the Super Bowl, the Eagles actually, when you net it out, have the most balanced resume of any team in the NFL this year. Top five in DVOA, point differential, yards per play allowed, top 10 in yards per play on offense. I don't think anybody else is top 10 across the board. You know, the Lions have a 14th in yards per play on defense. Three of the other teams on the list are also not top 10 in yards per play on the defensive side. The team that is actually, along with the Eagles, top 10 in yards per play on defense, they're not top 15 in offensive yards per play. So the balance of the Eagles' resume and profile right now is actually the best in the NFL. It's amazing. I remember doing this last year, this exercise, and I put the Eagles when they were 10-1. I felt unsteady about it because how could I feel steady about it? You know, just the idea they didn't look right. Their profile wasn't good, but they were 10-1, and then it kind of all evened out. This Eagles profile is outrageously good. Every week, they stack more evidence that they are a great football team this season. They can win the Super Bowl this year. Number three, and my third NFC team that can win the Super Bowl in New Orleans this year. I'm putting the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay right now has an outstanding resume. I think they are the most dangerous team nobody's talking about. You know, the three AFC teams I'll get to in a minute, they're talked about. In the NFC, it feels like there's two that are talked about. We keep saying it on WIP. It feels like an Eagles and Lions title game. It feels like an Eagles and Lions opportunity to go and play for the Super Bowl. But don't count out the Green Bay Packers, who will play tomorrow night. I believe they'll win and beat the Dolphins on Thanksgiving. They are sixth in DVOA. They're eighth in point differential. They're fifth in net yardage. They're fourth in yards per play on offense. They're 13th in yards per play allowed on defense. The Packers are really, really good. And if I'm the Eagles and I'm the Lions, and let's say those two teams get the top two seeds and the Packers are going to be a wild card team, I would really not want to be the team that has to play them in the divisional round, assuming the Packers win on the road in the first round the way they did last year. You know, if they go beat the South or the West winner and then they're on the road, that's a heck of a tough, you know, first game if you're the Lions. And it's a heck of a tough second game without a bye if you're the Eagles. I'm looking at the schedule here for the Packers down the stretch, and we'll see how much they're going to push. I think the game next week in Detroit will give us a sense, are they in this division race and they push down the stretch, or are they going to kind of take their foot off the gas last couple weeks because they know they're kind of locked into the five or the six seed. But they got Miami. I think they'll go to 9-3. They go to Detroit. I believe they'll lose that game and they'll go to 9-4. They get extra extended rest before they go to Seattle. I think they'll win that game on a Sunday night to go to 10-4. They'll play the New Orleans Saints to go to 11-4 on December 23rd. I think they could beat the Vikings to go to 12-4 on December 29th in Minnesota. And they'll probably rest their regulars. They'll be locked into the five seed heading into the final game of the season versus Chicago Bears. And maybe they'll rest their guys that finished 12-5 with the fifth seed and the number one wild card team. They're dangerous. I mean, they could win 13 games if they try down the stretch of the season. And I think it's only because the Lions are probably going to beat them twice and have 14 wins that they're going to get shut out of a top one or two seed in the conference. They're really good. And I think their coach is gifted. Their quarterback, if he could stay healthy, he's been banged up this year, has a lot of ability. They're good on defense. They take it away. Very dangerous team. And if this is not their year, it might be next year. All right, so the three teams in the NFC, Lions, Eagles, Packers. The three teams in the AFC, the Chiefs. The profile might give you some pause. I keep seeing all these people saying, oh, they're like the Eagles last year. Guys, stop. They're not like the Eagles last year. The Eagles last year did not have Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, or a top 10 defense. They fell apart because they were a 500 team masquerading around a 10-1. Now, perhaps the Chiefs are more like a 7-4 team masquerading around a 10-1, but they're not 500. And all they need to do, and they will, is win their division, which the Eagles couldn't last year because they had a team that caught them. I don't believe anyone's going to catch the Chiefs. I don't think the Chargers or the Broncos are capable of catching the Chiefs in this division. And they'll get home playoff games, and they have the best quarterback in the world. They're going to be there. The real comp for the Chiefs is some of those less impressive Patriots teams over the years that just got there, right? They had home field, they got there, and it wasn't the three or four best. It was those other Patriots teams. That's what the Chiefs teams reminds me of, and they're going for history. They're 7th in DVOA. They're 11th in point differential. They're 6th in net yardage. They're 19th in yards per play on offense. They're 8th in yards per play allowed on defense. One thing to note, though, Mahomes is playing much better lately. If he starts turning it on and turning it around, they'll get Pacheco back. They're going to be better, just like they were last year in the postseason. The Chiefs, obviously, in this list. Number 5 team out of 6, second in the AFC, the Buffalo Bills. They're 3rd in DVOA. They're 2nd in point differential. They're 14th in net yardage. Actually, the worst net yardage on this list. Yards per play on offense, 10th. Yards per play allowed on defense, 15th. Their profile is a little bit more hairy across the board than the rest. I was actually a little bit less impressed when I looked at them. You wonder if they just kind of racked up some style points or against some really bad teams early in the season when they played them. Let me bring up the Buffalo schedule right now just to see where we're at with the Bills and what they're going to finish with. I mean, they have some tougher games. They play in the AFC East, so it's kind of tough to ascertain how good they are. I mean, they get to finish this season with New England, the Jets, New England. So we'll see how much they want to play those games. But the next three games are tougher. San Francisco, we'll see if Purdy could play this week. If he can't, they're going to beat the Niners. At Los Angeles, at Detroit, those are two tough games in a row. So, you know, they're 9-2, 10-2, 11-2, 11-3. I mean, they could go 14-3 if they want, probably 13-4 because of that two seed locked up. They're a really good team. and they have a real chance to go to Kansas City and beat the Chiefs again. But it all comes down to that for the Buffalo Bills. They're on this list clearly with the big-time quarterback and a really good football team. We'll see if they get Milano back on defense and how much of a difference that makes when they get healthy. The last team on this list are the Baltimore Ravens. I don't love the Ravens as much as most. They are clearly the worst defense on the list. Yards per play allowed on defense 19th, and that's been with being better lately. But they are the most explosive offense. Number one, yards per play on offense. Net yardage, they're third. Point differential, they're fifth. DVOA, they're second. But here's the key for the Ravens. They got to go win their division. Right now, they're not leading their division. And the Pittsburgh Steelers won't go quietly. So if the, you know, if the Ravens don't win their division, they could be, you know, they could be as cute as you want them to be. They're not going to win three road playoff games. I don't believe that. Not in this conference, not with Buffalo, not with Kansas City. So right now, they're 8-4. The Steelers are 8-3, but the Steelers have that win over them. Their point differential, very similar to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers have, let's kind of map out what I think the Steelers are going to do the rest of the way. They're 8-3. They're underdogs in Cincinnati this week. Let's say they lose that game, okay? They'll beat Cleveland badly next week back at home after losing to Cleveland last week. That gets them to 9-4. They go to Philadelphia. That's a toss-up game. They could certainly win that to go to 10-4. They go to Baltimore. Let's say they lose at 10-5. Host Kansas City on Christmas. That game could mean a lot more for Pittsburgh. Let's say they lose it to go to 10-6. They beat the Bengals 11-6 to finish the season. That's where they'll be. All right, so let's go to the Baltimore Ravens now. 11-6, and they split. I want to bring up quickly here, just I want to see what the conference record, division record is. So I have the Steelers finishing 11-6, and they'll go 3-1 more in the division. Yeah, they'll go 4-2 in the division. So split all together. And they'll be 4-2 in the division, 11-6. Are the Ravens going to get to 11-6? The Ravens schedule down the stretch. They're going to take on the Eagles this week. That's a tough game. The Eagles could certainly beat them. Okay, the Giants. So let's put the 8-5 Ravens, because they can only lose one more game now. They'll beat the Giants. They'll beat the Steelers. They'll beat the Texans. They'll beat the Browns. They'd have to probably win out if they lose this game on Sunday to go to 12-5 to upend the 11-6 Steelers. So I think they could do it. They are certainly my third candidate to get to the Super Bowl and win it, but it's going to be a challenging road. They're second at DVOA, fifth at point differential. I probably trust them the least, but I think they and the Packers are similar. That the Ravens get a lot more hype than the Packers as that third team in the conference. The Packers don't. Six teams. One of them will raise the Lombardi in New Orleans this year. Lions, Eagles, Packers, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens. Those are the only six football teams that could win the Super Bowl this year. Bet accordingly. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. First, a YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out.